The views and opinions expressed on this show are those of the sponsor, Varis Health Partners.
Radio 92.3, informative, local, dependable. Good morning. This is Pep Talk on Tuesday. This is Meg with you. If you've got a question for us or want to contribute to the conversation, 850-437-1620. And our expert this morning is Keith. He is with Keith Giles, who is with Varis Health. And excuse me, I got a little frog in my throat this morning. With Varis Health Partners. Welcome, Keith. So glad you're here.
Yeah, thanks a lot. I got on a frog, too. So
I know. This the allergy thing going on. I'm telling you, it's terrible. But Kim is not here with us today. Or Pam, I'm sorry, is not here with us today. So you're on your own, buddy. We're going to talk a little bit about Varis Health and all the services you provide. And maybe start with who you are as a business, because some folks may not know who y'all are.
Great.
And what you do.
Great. If I talk too much, you better kick me because Pam's not here to do that.
I don't know if my foot will reach across the studio that far, but we'll give it a shot.
All right. So we're Varis Health Partners. If you don't know who we are, we're a local agency group, and we sell health insurance like Medicare, group, individuals, and things like that. So we've been here for 3 years, but we've been in the business probably about 20 plus years. So that's who we are. We're heavy into education, and we're excited about sharing what we're going to share today with people out there.
Excellent. And so you're veteran focused as well. You have a lot of connections there, I understand.
Absolutely. Yeah. So the way it kind of works is we have two locations, one on the East Coast and one here in Pensacola. And so I kind of handle the group side and individual side. I can do Medicare soon, but Pam's the one that really heads that up. Mm-hmm. And then we have another place over there on the East Coast in Melbourne, Florida.
Great. So where's your location here in Pensacola?
850 South Palafox.
850 South Palafox. Okay, yes. Very good. And what are your hours?
We are usually there 2 or 3 days a week, but we're kind of mobile as well. So I'm there on Wednesday. If you want to goof around, you can come see me. Otherwise, your best bet is if you're going to talk about Medicare is get a hold of Pam and get on her schedule.
There you go. Okay.
I'm a goof off. We'll go eat something, you know.
There you go. Leave her in charge. Is that it?
Yeah, I like apples a lot, you know.
Oh, there you go.
Apples markets.
There you go. So as far as services and that kind of thing, now, are we still in the open enrollment period, or is that passed now?
It is
passed. I know it's April 1st, so it is now over. Okay, very important.
It is passed. Yeah.
Okay. So what are some of the things that are coming across your desk now as we head into springtime?
So we're getting ready for the next year or so.
Already?
Or for this year coming up, so... pretty much anybody who's on Medicare, people who can get in, we call them special enrollment periods, like if they move here and stuff like that, they have a certain amount of days that they have to do that on.
Mm-hmm. And so now they have to get in touch with you now is the time. Okay, very good.
A lot going on in the Social Security world and the Medicare side. So,
have you heard of anything that's come down the pike that's new? And remember, now it's April Fool's Day, so you want to stick with the truth.
Oh, that's right.
We've already had a couple of pranks this morning on News Radio 92.3, so I want to stick with the truth here. But being April 1st, any deadlines coming up or anything we should be aware of?
Not that I know of. Off the top of my head, that would be no.
Okay. Yeah. Okay. And so I know that you've got a big event coming up that y'all are excited about.
We're stoked about it. Pam and I were sitting down at the house, and we were talking about some of the questions that people were coming up with.
Mm-hmm.
And it's kind of amazing because we've been in this business so long that you would think that the word would spread a little bit better. But you'll have individuals come in and asking about, hey, well, I'm getting ready to retire. What am I going to do for my health insurance?
Mm-hmm.
There's a number of ways. Some of them are looking at I'm turning 65. Do I keep it when I'm an employer plan? Pam does a regular meeting over there in West Volusia and talks to retirees that are getting ready to get out. So there's a lot of questions still there, a lot of misinformation out there that we run into, and that's kind of how we got into this thing. It's like, wow, we're getting the same questions over and over again.
Mm-hmm.
And maybe we should have an info grab event where we have five different sessions, okay, and one of them is to answer those questions for you.
Great idea. What a great idea.
Yeah, so we're really excited about it. And that's why we played Van Halen today.
Jumping into it.
That's right.
There
we're
you
jumping
go.
Into it. And it's I think it's going to work well. And our plans right now is to hold two a year.
Mm-hmm.
Pam is also holding an event in Pensacola. Yeah, this month. So check the website or call us. And she usually teaches Medicare Made Easy at one of the Pensacola. College, state college.
Oh, that's good. Well, what's your website so people can look up these events?
It's www.varishp.com. That's
okay.
Victor Echo Romeo Uniform Sierra Hotel Papa. .com.
Okay, right. Very good.
Are you military people? So
okay, we've got a few of those in this neighborhood.
A few.
Just a few.
Yeah.
So this is an info grab workshop. So this is the first of the year. This one is the first this year, correct?
Correct.
So tell us a little bit more about that.
Yeah, so we have five sessions. Okay, it's going to run all day. Don't panic. Okay, it is on a Saturday. It's on May 3rd, and it starts at around 9 o'clock. So there'll be snacks and stuff there. And hopefully, Pam, you can order those Milton, blueberry donuts.
Yum.
Like those. Anyway.
Yeah, everybody loves those. Okay, so that's your incentive, a donut for donuts.
So we're going to have five different sessions and the stuff that we hear from people that need information in this area. We only ask one thing. If you show up, please share the information you get from us with your neighbors, with your friends, and, They'll be ahead of the game.
Okay, that sounds good. So when you say an info grab workshop, then what are some of the, it's going to be at the Magnolia Hall and Garden Club, 5256 Alabama Street in Milton, 9 to 5, Saturday, May 3rd. So the workshops, talk a little bit, you've got five different workshops throughout the day. So talk a little bit about those.
Yeah, so the very first one is the Medicare and the in and outs.
Mm-hmm.
So what do you need to do to prep for that? Okay. And what is Medicare? So Pam's going to head that one. And so you should have a good foundation on where you are and what you need to think about. So a lot of times when we match up things with an employer plan, we say, is it best to stay on an employer plan or that?
Mm-hmm.
And she's going to go a little bit over that as well. And then after that, the ins and outs, hey, what if you don't do it? What if you don't get it?
Mm-hmm.
Are you going to get a penalty?
It's very confusing, and you start getting massive amounts of mail right around age 62, 63,
yes.
Where they all start
yes.
coming in with all the advantage plans and the options and this. It's just overwhelming. And then do I do it now? Do I wait? Do I wait till I'm 67, 68, 69? It's very confusing.
Right.
So this is an opportunity to get some of the answers to those questions from mm-hmm. somebody that actually really knows their stuff.
Absolutely. So she'll be spearheading that, and then she'll talk a little bit about some people who qualify for what we call low-income subsidies.
Uh-huh.
And that's for your prescription drug plans.
Oh, good, yeah.
And I don't know about the cost of prescription drugs around here.
It's very high, very
yes.
high.
So every little bit helps.
Okay.
And then I guess... She threw me in on the back end of this is the healthcare. So a lot of times we work with partners, and one of them is going on Medicare. Well, what are we going to do for the person that is younger than them?
Mm-hmm. That maybe isn't ready for it, eligible yet. That's
right.
Ready for eligible.
So I handle the healthcare side in that area. There's lots of options out there. There's medical cost sharing. There's a marketplace. I just finished up with a lady that has a year and a half left before she turns 65.
Mm-hmm.
Her employer plan was more expensive than going on the exchange and getting her thing.
Oh, okay.
The marketplace. So we look at this, their premium down to 60 to 70%. And we use a thing called medical cost sharing. So I'll be sharing a little bit about that.
Okay, that sounds great. So that's one of the workshops is Medicare and healthcare options. What are the other ones that are being featured?
Okay, so we all know that health is important, and there's different ways to do that. So our daughter is going to be one of the speakers there.
Oh,
she's
good.
A hygienist, and she's going to talk about dental health.
Dental health, that's a big one, yes.
And that's a big thing for us seniors, old geezers like myself, 67. And having dental and vision and things like that. Now some of the products out there are doing dental, vision, and hearing aids.
Mm-hmm.
So you can get that a couple of different ways. But in most cases, you can make a choice of going with an Advantage plan,
mm-hmm.
and getting some of those products done, or you can go out on your own as an individual and do that.
Well, that's interesting because we just got a question that came in that says, what are your thoughts about traditional Medicare versus Medicare Advantage? So you're just saying they have the Advantage plans.
Okay. You want the 15-minute version? You want the Pam an hour and a half?
Well, probably since we only have about 15 minutes left, probably the shorter version would work.
It's all about you. It's all about you, what's important to you.
Mm-hmm.
And if you can survive in the Advantage place, it has... in the Medicare Advantage plans, okay, that's not bad because most of us are used to this anyway, right? We're an employer plan. We knew we got co-pays, deductibles, and all these other silly things. And so in many cases, it works. What it comes down to is prescriptions and doctors and all that stuff.
Your specific needs.
Right. But if you stay on original Medicare, you have no network.
Mm-hmm.
And that's the only disadvantage to that. Maybe another one you have on the Advantage plan, you've got, they'll pay part of your Part B
mm-hmm.
premium.
Right.
And in some cases, that works great. In some cases, it doesn't. So
it's very individualized and specific, right?
Yes.
To what you need. So this is where this workshop could really help because you can come in and ask Pam when she's there all these different specific questions about Medicare versus Medicare Advantage.
Correct.
And you can find out about, so you have that workshop, you have the workshop on the importance of dental health, then you have a workshop on Social Security Essentials. Now that piques my curiosity. What's that about?
Well, the last, 4 or 5 years, Pam's on the probably listening in. So we've been getting a lot of folks coming to us, I guess, because we're connected to the Social Security side, Medicare.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. And they come up to me and say, well, I'm thinking about picking up our retirement plan. Do you think it's a good idea?
Mm-hmm.
At 62. I say, I don't know.
Well,
my financial guy, and this is where you want to really talk to your financial guy as well. Well, we decided that talk to your financial guy,
mm-hmm.
but we also, Cheryl, which is our CFO, and I mm-hmm. are going through a course on how to plan for that. And so, for instance, in my case, I took me 2 weeks to decide which way I was going to go because I couldn't even. One of the first questions they ask you is, how long do you think you're going to live?
Well,
and I was like, wait a minute. I was at 30 years old. I had a hot rod and a motorcycle.
Right.
I didn't think I was going to make it past 30.
Mm-hmm.
So I had a hard time 2 weeks trying to figure this out. So we just got, Cheryl and I just got involved in this certification and stuff like that. And it's a program that'll help you make that decision because you're going to have your, if you're married,
mm-hmm.
it might be better to stay with stay a little longer, what we call FRA, full retirement age, or maybe not.
Right.
Maybe you should go 62 because you're not going to get as much as the other person. Because you can use your spouse's thing. So there's a lot of little plays in there that take into effect. One of the things that from both sides of this, so I'm going to shift a little bit, is that we'd like to see you sign up on Social Security Administration. There's a lot of people that haven't did that yet, and
mm-hmm.
that's where it all starts. And we're going to go through that, too, as well.
Okay, that's good information.
Pam's very good at helping people with that.
Mm-hmm.
It's really kind of easy. But there are some glitches, especially when you go to the Medicare side, when you say, hey, I don't want Medicare right now, or I want it. You can easily click the wrong button and pick retirement.
Oops.
And you're not ready for that.
Right. Okay. So that's your next workshop, which is setting up and using Medicare and SSA sites. So that's very important information.
Oh, yeah.
That's really great.
Yeah. PM does, like I said, she's kind of the expert. I have to usually go for her for information.
Mm-hmm. Okay. That sounds good. And then the last workshop is called Veteran Initiative. Tell me a little bit about that one.
Wow. If you're a veteran out there, I would recommend you come and you're using the VA.
Mm-hmm.
You're going to enjoy. We have a guest speaker. His name is Colonel Cullen. And we've been under him for a while. I want to say 10 years now.
Mm-hmm.
And the FMO that we're with, which is our hierarchy,
mm-hmm.
okay, he leads that program. And what it does is it matches up what you have now using the VA and how can you use the private sector to move forward and get something a little more. As a lad to talk to Marines, wouldn't it be nice to have an extra clip in your pocket?
Mm-hmm.
And that's basically what you're doing. You're using other health insurance to beef that up.
Gotcha. Okay.
And then there's other avenues that you can take. There's buyback programs for it. I mean, like a lot of times, like when we talk to veterans, we say just continue to use, okay, your VA plan because mm-hmm. they're used to it, and then this is your backup.
Right.
If you can't get a hold of the doctor, and we're experiencing that still,
mm-hmm.
Then you can go to see another doctor that's out there in the marketplace. So. Even our community doctors are maxed out. So
right. Okay.
Put that extra clip in your pocket
mm-hmm.
and use it when you need it.
Okay. Talking with Keith Giles with Veris Health Partners, all about an important workshop that they're going to have on Saturday, May 3rd. It's the Info Grab Workshop. I love the title of this. With five different workshops that day. The first one is Medicare and Healthcare Options. Then you have the importance of dental health. Social Security Essentials, setting up and using Medicare and SSA sites, and Veteran Initiative. So this is going to be from 9 to 5, Saturday, May 3rd. I'm assuming it's free for folks to come out?
Yes.
So this is a fantastic, because it can be overwhelming when you get into this arena. And tell me a little bit about, we are talking with Keith Giles with Veris Health Partners, if you just joined us on Pep Talk. Tell us a little bit more about what you do and what you're able to provide to your clients when someone comes in and says, help me, I don't know what to do. Where do you start?
That's, let's put it this way. We like being face-to-face.
Mm-hmm.
And I once talked to our Alpha Star that we work with.
Mm-hmm.
I was like, well, it's good to know that you're here because if you do anything wrong, I throw a rock through your window.
Oh, no.
Yeah. So you know where we're at.
Mm-hmm.
And you know you can come talk to us. When you become a client of ours, we're going to follow up with you on a regular basis. And you're going to have our phone numbers, so you'll be able to reach out to us. And we try to tell them, when you get somebody that calls in, everybody gets these robocalls all the time.
Oh,
I at least get like 15 a day.
Wow, that's a lot.
So, but they make it sound really good. So I play along every once in a while and see how they're doing it. But we always tell our clients, like, reach back out to us if you hear something, and we'll try to explain it to you.
Mm-hmm. No, it's great because you have the individualized care. And then one of the things I know this year you missed a show because you were in Tallahassee advocating on behalf of
yes.
your clients. So that
yes.
was an important role that you play also. So you give your clients a voice in this ever-changing, ever-evolving Medicare and Social Security market.
Well, I'm glad you mentioned that.
Yes. How did that go?
It was really slow this year for some reason.
Mm-hmm.
But one of the things that affect us as seniors anyway is that we get a lot of calls that sound very much like, you know, they're right there. They're from foreign countries or something.
Mm-hmm. Oh, you're talking about the scam calls.
Yeah.
Oh, they're really scary because they'll say they're with the Social Security Administration or they'll say this is from your Medicare people. And it's hard to discern.
Yes.
If it's real or not.
I really would like to find some way that we can get that stopped.
Mm-hmm.
A lot of times that we're handcuffed because we can't, we're not allowed to call somebody without their permission.
Interesting. So and, the fact that these guys are calling right off the bat should be a red flag.
Yeah. So people, you need to be aware that what usually stops them is like, I need your license number and are you in my area?
Mm.
That's the best way to do that is don't just hang up on them.
And don't volunteer any of your personal information.
That's right.
At all. Because if they don't have that in hand, then they do not have your record in front of them.
Right. And I'm glad you brought that up because you're going to see this too. And this is going to affect teachers,
mm-hmm.
firefighters, police officers in many states, federal employees covered by the civil service retirement system and people whose work have been covered by a foreign social security system. There was a law that was passed in January 25th this
mm-hmm.
year,
mm-hmm.
and it works closely with your social security retirement. So you're going to see a lot of, I'm going to say bogus calls.
Okay.
I want to say something else. And they're going to come in and act like they're from Social Security. So you need to be aware of that.
Mm-hmm.
Okay? Don't give them any Social Security numbers. Don't even give them as, don't even go there.
Mm-hmm.
So just keep that in mind because there's changes that's going to happen in a retirement program. And basically what it is, it's called the Winfield Elimination Provision
mm-hmm.
Act. And the government pension offsets. So basically, there was a time where they didn't pay any Social Security into the system.
Okay.
So they're making adjustments there.
Hmm.
That's all.
Okay.
You're gonna either be about the same or you're going to end up getting more. But mm-hmm. you're going to see stuff coming in the mail, too. Make sure it has that little emblem on it from the Social Security Administration. And then please follow up. Another good thing to do. So things are a little bit quirky right now because what's going on in Social Security mm-hmm. Administration. But we recommend, and this came from a 35-year veteran in the system, says to go to the SSA building down the road and do most of your stuff.
In person?
In person.
Okay, that's probably not a bad recommendation.
Yeah.
But certainly if you get a call and they say to you, am I speaking to, and they rattle out your name, I have heard from some people at the Better Business Bureau, don't answer yes, because they will take that yes and they will edit it out and then they will use that as you confirming that they can then do whatever it is they want to do.
Ah,
so always answer the question. Yes,
good.
Answer the question with the question. If they ask who you are, say, well, who is this? So don't say yes right off the bat. So just be careful of that. That's a real popular scam.
Well, here's another one I use. This phone call is being recorded, and
mm-hmm.
they hang up immediately.
Oh, gosh. Okay. Well, that's a good trick.
Yeah.
That's a good trick. So we're talking with Keith Giles, who is with Verus Health Partners. They do all kinds of services in terms of helping you make the selections for your Social Security, Medicare, all of the various health options that you may or may not have. And the important thing today that we're talking about is the InfoGrab Workshop. Mark your calendars now. That'll be on Saturday, May 3rd. At the Magnolia Hall and Garden Club, and that's at 5256 Alabama Street in Milton. And you can find out, why don't you give them your phone number and your website again, Keith, so they can find out how to get in touch with y'all and if they wanted to make an appointment and come in and talk about their care with you.
Absolutely. Okay, so our phone number is 850-710-796.
And one more time.
850-710-7196.
Okay, and what's your website?
Our website is www.varishp, that's Victor Echo Romeo Uniform Sierra Hotel Papa.com.
Perfect. Okay, so this is Verus Health Partners talking with Keith Giles. And again, mark your calendars for May 3rd for the InfoGrab Workshop. And we've just got about a minute or so left. Keith, anything you want to mention before we go?
No, Juice, you're going to have a fun time if you go there, especially if anybody wants to bring empanadas to that class.
Okay.
I'll be glad to eat them for you.
Oh, there you go. Yeah. Okay. So that's the InfoGrab workshop, Saturday, May 3rd, talking with Keith Joss. Tell Pam we said hello. We missed her this morning. She's always got so much to share with us about healthcare, and we appreciate all that she does. So thank you so much for being here. And it's time for us to take a break and head into the news on News Radio 92.3.
All right,
Thanks
everybody
again.
Be safe.